This is Northwest Orbit on Space World 1.1. Thanks for listening to our interview with self-described sparkly pop rock band Instant Crush. We'll be playing this interview in three parts throughout the month, talking with the band about their experiences touring, connecting with audiences, songwriting, band collaborations, and the Seattle scene from a younger perspective. Here is the band introducing themselves.
I'm Keegan, and I play guitar.
I'm Megan, and I play guitar and sing.
I'm Matthew, and I play the drums.
I'm Zoe, and I play bass.
When I taped this interview, the band had just gone back from a tour and were about to leave for another round of tour dates. So I asked them about their experiences touring.
I think like during the last run that we did opening there, it was really incredible to go somewhere that we've never been before. Like we were playing in Denver. And when we were in Denver, there were like a couple of people just singing along to all the words. And that was so insane because one, we've never been to Denver. And two, we were like the first of three. So I didn't think anybody would know us. And then it was just really cool to see people singing along and being excited to meet us at the merch. That was wild.
Yeah. It's a real honor when you see, you come to a city for the first time ever and people already know all the words. Because they just found us randomly online. Then came out on some weeknight, paid money and saw us play first of three. It was really cool. And we got to talk to everybody who knew the stuff and we made some new fans. So even though, you know, going out all the way to Denver and going negative, not really making a ton of money, it's still worth it to us because we want to connect and share music with people and hopefully get to do that as much as possible. And we're going to do it some more in the coming week.
Have you guys noticed anything different between audiences or just general vibes in Seattle versus some of these other cities?
I feel like Seattle people are like scared to move sometimes.
I agree with
and
that.
And you realize, you realize it more when you go to other places and you're like, wow. Everybody loves jumping and having fun.
There's some small college towns. Like we played in Logan, Utah. They have Utah State out there. Like towns like that or Corvallis where there's Oregon State. Those, like the crowds there are a lot wilder, I think, than bigger city crowds. Seattle, LA is a lot more stoic. They kind of just watch you. So I kind of like the difference in vibes there. And when you go on tour, you see all of it back to back to back. So that's really cool. My skin, my mouth. Reflection only brings me tears. I pick apart my body till I can't see clear. Cause I know I'm not ready to be myself, so I'll fake it until I'm someone else. Breathe in, breathe out. Smiles work down the fear.
Megan then talked about how she started assisting other bands in the Los Angeles area.
My first experience writing for somebody else was for a band called Mickey Darling. And they like were reaching out and they were like, can Instant Crush open for this? I was like, no, I'm in LA right now. Like, sorry, would love to, but can't. But then they were like, oh, we're also in LA. So they just had me in on their session. And I think it's interesting in the way that you're a little bit more passive. Like the song isn't for you. It's not something that you're specifically working on, but you can add in. And it makes you a little bit more, I guess, careful in the ideas that you pitch, and you're a lot more thoughtful coming into it. Where I feel like for something Instant Crush related, I kind of just throw a bunch of random ideas at the wall. And I think I'm more, I guess, careful when working with other people. I want to make sure I don't feel like I'm overstepping if it's for somebody else.
Are there things about the LA music scene that you feel like Seattle's lacking and we could really use here?
I'm trying to think about the LA music scene specifically. There's like a lot more collaboration, I feel like. There's a lot of different artists who are working together on other people's projects. And I think collaboration is like the main thing. I also see there's a DIY scene in Seattle, but I also feel like the Southern California DIY scene is pretty strong as well. Especially when it comes to pop-up venues, because I know a lot of the just because there's so much live music in LA. I think there's so many DIY venues because of that, because there needs to be more spaces. And I think DIY venues like The Shed are really cool, and they're doing something unique there, which granted we have here in Seattle too. It's just a lot bigger scale down in Southern California, I think.
Similarly, I asked Keegan, Megan, and Matt about what Seattle has that their hometowns and smaller Washington cities don't.
Auburn doesn't have a music scene. It's just a little small town in the valley.
Yeah, and I think if it was like further removed from Seattle, like if we were like 3 or 4 hours out, I like think about this all the time, and I'm like, I think if we were starting somewhere like Spokane, there's still like some music scene, or like I guess there's Tacoma also, but it's definitely harder just because there's not as many opportunities, and Seattle's so lively and there's so many opportunities.
Yeah, for sure. Like doing music is very, very community driven, so if the community is lacking, there's only so much you can do with like the internet, and then especially being young, the biggest thing I thought was to get out there and meet other musicians, and having Seattle nearby gave us a way to like see each other's music and network and do that. So having the city definitely was a huge resource for us.
I wanted to ask the band about their first single and most popular song on Spotify, Will I Always Feel This Way, which is closing in on reaching 3 million plays on Spotify.
For that song specifically, I just got better at like demoing out and learning production to where I felt like I could fully do that on my own. I kind of got into learning like drum samples, and that was my first time working with a producer who wasn't myself either, and they definitely helped build it up. Tyler Mays did for a lot of our early stuff and build it into something that was bigger and more bandy sounding. But I just kind of shifted the way I wrote. I feel like I used to do like a lot of synth layers, and then I would just peel that back and change it to guitar parts, and it felt more fun to me.
And that song is still your most successful or popular song on Spotify. Is there anything you feel like you can attribute that success to?
I think I was just really sad. It was like, it was a very genuine like place that I wrote it from, especially because I wasn't expecting anybody to hear it. I think it's different when you have an audience of people that you know listen to you. But that, it was just like me in my bedroom, and I was like, damn, I hate this. You know, I was like, I hope I don't feel this way. And I feel like it was just so raw and emotional.
And now here's Instant Crush with Will I Always Feel This Way. I'm crying in my car.